You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it is time for a trending report. What is trending? Could be some hail in Denver today. Yes. They're saying these are the types of storms with the, I guess the way the models line up, that it could produce hail. Jeremy has had so many things bust at his house in the last week that all you need now is to have to get a new roof.
I know. Ugh, don't even cancel. Cancel, please.
And that back window of your pickup truck is already
rain
busted
would
out.
Come right in.
So,
and
yeah.
And then we keep our camper at a storage facility so it would get obliterated, too. So why not? Let's just get everything new.
Tomorrow, back into the 80s and not as good a chance of rain. So there's that.
Hey, real quick, were you bummed yesterday about the shuttle launch?
Oh, man. I had pulled it up on my computer with the big monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this great shot. I don't know if you were watching the actual SpaceX feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching some of
that. Where they had the really cool shots from inside the capsule.
Yep.
Oh.
And then
I was really
scrubbed.
Bummed.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, I had posted a thing on Facebook with a link so that people could watch it. And I finally, I had to go. I deleted the post after a while because just people were commenting like, hey, Dom, it was canceled.
It canceled,
I was like, well,
Dom,
duh. Yeah, I know.
See, this was posted before they had canceled it. So.
Right.
Yeah, I was all excited. I had to stop my caulking to come in. I was caulking outside and I came running in like at the 7-minute mark. And they canceled.
I like the way that they have various levels of weather alerts. Like, they have to get past the lightning warning. They have to get past rain, and they have to get past wind.
Yeah.
It's all everything's got to line up.
Yeah. Wonder if they have a bird warning, too. Well, we got birds. Too many birds.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
Probably.
Maybe they could get some sort of, like, small plane to fly around and try to scare the
get
birds away.
Get out of here!
Beat it.
Get out of here.
They are going to try again day after tomorrow. So Saturday is the next launch window.
And they have like a little tiny window too. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
So cool.
I'm still excited.
What else? New Zealand discharged its last coronavirus patient from the hospital. They have not reported a new case in New Zealand in 5 days.
That's super. That's
unlike
great.
The United States of America, where we've got people living recklessly, New Zealand has their act together. Now, granted, they're a small country, it's an island, and they have shut down any visitors.
A little easier.
Come in, they control the borders, but they've also just been really smart about the way they've done it.
Yeah.
And I only am sharing the news, even though the United States isn't anywhere near this. Just that there is hope around the world, because now you got a country that's gone close to a week without a new case reported.
It's great. It's huge.
Great news.
Follow that model.
What do you got?
Well, speaking of the Rona, here's a couple more things that have had to have been canceled for 2020. This is a big old bummer. The Downtown Denver Partnership has canceled this summer's A Taste of Colorado.
Wow.
People have been tasting stuff for 37 years, but not this year. Usually falls right around Labor Day weekend, September 5th through the 7th this year is when it would have been, but now they're saying, nah, 2021 is when the turkey legs and the monkey balls and the corn on the cob is going to be back.
You're going to have to grill your own corn on the cob and walk around your backyard with it.
Right. Over 500,000 people usually attend A Taste of Colorado. So
which
you can
is why
see
you can't
why
do
it's
it,
not a good idea. Yeah. So you'll just, like Dom said, just stay home in your neighborhood and throw trash on the ground versus going downtown and doing it.
More true than funny.
It's true. The other one is Wyoming. Up in Wyoming, for the first time in 124 years, they are canceling Cheyenne Frontier Days. As you probably know, it's a 10-day rodeo and music festival that attracts hundreds of thousands of people up there. And they're saying, nope, we can't do that this year. Too many people. The big thing is it's a huge economic punch in the face to Cheyenne and the surrounding areas up there. They make a lot of money from that festival. And it's not going to be bringing any money in this year, so
that's too
a bummer
bad.
Too, isn't it?
You know what you have to hope for is that next year, because it will have been gone a year, that people will
It'll be
really
even bigger, right? You think?
Yeah, that people will really come out in droves and support it next year. That's what I hope for those people in Wyoming.
Yep, me too, man. It's a cool event. Some of the lighter side of things. Today is National Hamburger Day today. Yes. Survey says 73% of people like burgers. 18% of people don't like them.
What about the other 9%?
I don't know. Hamburger? Oh, I don't know. Not
funny.
Familiar, really, with that food.
The not sure crowd. I really want to meet these people in every survey.
I do, too. You just feel like they're staring blankly at you, and all you hear is wind chimes in their head, like, gling, gling.
If I'm doing a survey, let's just say this out loud. If I'm doing a survey and somebody gives me an I'm not sure, I just crumple up their piece of paper, throw it away, and I don't include it.
Not worth my time.
I just go find other people.
You know whether or not you like a hamburger or not. Come on.
It's a yes or no.
Well,
I'm just so conflicted. I want to like it, but I'm not sure.
Is it one of those things, though, that maybe they're conflicted because they're like, well, where's it from? And or was it like a one I make at home? Or I would have to have a specific hamburger.
Best case scenario.
Just assume two buns and a piece of meat put together in your mouth. What are your thoughts on that, sir? Kevin?
I only pick Karen.
Karen?
I only pick out this because in every survey, even the most ridiculous surveys, there's always the don't know crowd.
I know.
And now it's
what a
the
way to
simplest
go through life.
Question of all.
I don't know.
I swear to God, if you just did, do you like breathing? There would
I'm
be
not sure.
7% who go, I don't
There's know. Gotta be a better way. I don't know.
All right, anyway.
Pro tip, let me tell you guys, if you make a burger, do your meat, lettuce, tomatoes, whatever, your veggies, put a dill pickle on there, and then lather it up with some of that sriracha mayo.
Oh, yes, sir.
And the buns that you have to use are those butter rolls. Just
what?
Saying that out loud. The butter buns,
roll.
Butter rolls from Pepperidge Farm. That is a killer bun.
Can't you just butter your own bun and stick
no,
it on
it's
the
not.
Grill?
No, there's like butter infused. Like there's something. There's science and magic.
Right.
There's
so
sorcery
you
involved.
Butter a bun and it would still taste the same?
No, because the texture. There's like a fluffy, delicious texture to the butter buns.
Okay, so you can't just get a fluffy, texture-rich bun and put butter on it. Okay, all right. I'm not sure.
But honestly, saying butter buns out loud, just
isn't that your nickname?
I'm
for
never buying those again. Hey, Alexa, put butter buns on the grocery list. Butter buns have been added to the grocery list. Okay. This is fantastic. This is kind of cool. Talk about science being put to work here. This is coming from Ford. They announced some new software yesterday that's going to allow police to eliminate 99.9% of viruses that are hanging out in their police vehicles, in their SUVs and their little cop cars. Here's what they do. They're going to basically bake the inside of the interior until the viruses are inactive, until they're dead.
What's that, 200 degrees?
133 degrees Fahrenheit for 15 minutes inside the vehicle. They do something with the software and the climate control where they start pumping the heat from the engine into the car up to 133 degrees, which they say eliminates all these viruses and bacteria, so it cleanses the whole inside. Hotter than hotter than Death Valley on its hottest day, they said.
Yeah, but you're... Okay.
What?
It just doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem like it's hot enough. Besides, I thought, you know, when you're cooking, everything has to bake at 350. Why don't they just make it 350?
Because I think, I feel like in a few days we're going to get stories about how inside of police vehicles are melting. Like there's sensitive electronics in there and ammunition.
You'll get a couple of like 21-year-old jackasses that put videos on YouTube of themselves in a 133-degree car.
So hot.
That's what you will get.
So hot.
With about 2.5 million thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are epic. Viral. Whatever. So that's going around. It's really a good thing, despite us making fun of it.
Well, I'm making
They're
fun of the people
germs.
Who would do that. I'm not making fun of the...
Well, we're questioning it, too, I guess, a little bit.
But... No, Jeremy, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how I feel about that temperature. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I will give you a quick warning about this video I posted today. There's a lot of naughty words in it. Adult words, kids. But they are extremely well-placed and totally necessary. The video is of a guy sitting in his car waiting for his wife to come out of her ultrasound appointment. She comes out and hands him the pictures from the ultrasound and lets him know that they're having triplets. I will give you 6 seconds of the video that we can air on the radio. Here you go.
Here's all three of them.
No. No. No.
There you go. And that's everything that we can air. Also, how I sound if I go to the grocery store and they're out of the butter buns.
No.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Isn't that also how Nicole sounds when you walk into the bedroom?
No!
What a jerk.
No!